This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The state of Illinois is suing President Donald Trump over the deployment of National Guard troops over the objections of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. The Sun-Times reports the lawsuit was filed early this morning. It names Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. It was filed just hours after a federal judge in Oregon late last night blocked the president from deploying the Guard in Portland. Meantime, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has signed an executive order establishing ICE-free zones after federal agents tear-gassed residents and Chicago cops. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the order will apply to city-owned parking lots, garages, and vacant lots, and to private properties whose owners want to participate. The city will erect signs and even locked gates that say ICE cannot use the area as a base to assemble, mobilize, or deploy personnel.
Our school parking lots are not for ICE to load their weapons. Our libraries are not for ICE to prepare for a raid. They're for Chicagoans to read and relax.
The purpose of the order is to give the city legal grounds to sue if ICE trespasses. It doesn't authorize Chicago police to arrest ICE agents. Broadview Mayor Katrina Thompson has signed an executive order establishing fixed protesting hours outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement processing facility in that western suburb. The executive order allows for protesting between the hours of 9 in the morning and 6 in the evening every day, effective immediately. Other news, the Cubs will look to even the National League Division Series at one apiece when they face the Brewers in Milwaukee tonight. The Cubs fell into a really early hole in Game 1 on Saturday, allowing 9 runs in the first 2 innings before ultimately losing 9-3. Cubs manager Craig Counsell says tonight's game is a new one, and the team has washed Saturday's disappointing performance out of their minds.
I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4.
A win tonight would give the Cubs home field advantage for the remainder of the best-of-5 series, with games 3 and 4 being hosted at Wrigley. Shota Imanaga will be on the mound to start tonight for the Cubs. First pitch in Milwaukee at 8:08. You're listening to The Rundown. Actress Elizabeth McGovern is perhaps best known for her role in the British period drama Downton Abbey. But this month, McGovern is on stage here in Chicago in an entirely different part. In Ava, The Secret Conversations, McGovern plays Ava Gardner, the megastar from Hollywood's golden age. WBEZ arts reporter Courtney Kippers recently caught up with McGovern backstage.
So how do you want to start the book, honey?
How do I want to start?
Yes, how do you want to start?
You not only star in this production as Ava Gardner, but you wrote this play. You adapted Peter Evans's book for the stage. Have you ever done something like this on this scale before?
No, I have not. It probably would never have occurred to me to do it, except for the fact that I couldn't find anyone else to write it. So I had to roll up my sleeves and do it. I feel like I've found out a lot about acting by actually writing. It's very liberating to see that something isn't working and then to just take it and fix it. And I've absolutely loved that.
Well, why adapt this story? What about it was interesting to you?
I thought it was a wonderful dynamic between these two people that had the potential to lead to many areas that I was interested in. So to start with, you have an older woman looking back on her life and trying to kind of come to terms with it. And she's doing that in the company of a younger man who has his own agenda. And they have a relationship between the two of them that is developing right there in front of people's eyes on a stage, rather than thinking back about it in retrospect. My idea was to have him embody all these relationships in her past that she is trying to come to terms with. Then he's kind of falling in love with her himself, so it kind of makes this magical thing happen.
Ava Gardner, the world's most beautiful animal in Hollywood's original femme fatale, looks back on her storied career. Mickey Rooney.
I'm curious, this process of spending so much time with her story, what, if anything, that has taught you about the agency of women in Hollywood that they had or did not have during her era?
I think it was a very macho world, and it still is, as much as we kick and scream. I think the thing that's changed is we are at least talking about it, whereas I don't think in Ava Gardner's day there were any words to express the experience. It was so deeply ingrained in everybody's conscious expectation of what life was. In that sense, I suppose we've made some progress, but there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you could relate to her experiences at all in the industry.
I absolutely can. I think that gave me confidence to let my imagination go a little bit in the writing and on the stuff that is not gleaned directly from the book, but that's more me kind of riffing on what might have happened if we go back in time with her and Mickey Rooney, or her and Artie Shaw, or her and Frank. It gave me kind of a license to sort of pluck that from my own experience.
You, of course, had a very busy fall. This production in New York and Chicago, and the latest Downton Abbey movie, the grand finale, has been released.
Long live Downton Abbey. Amen to that.
Do you feel happy with where that story is at?
Yes, I'm so pleased to be able to say that I think it is our best movie, in my opinion. I think it's the best of everything that people love about Downton. That was certainly what we were trying to do, and I think we've achieved it. I'm very, very proud of it.
That was WBEZ Arts reporter Courtney Kipper speaking with actress Elizabeth McGovern. Weather, it's a warm day, a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms, a high of 83. Tonight, a good chance of rain, a low of 61. And then tomorrow, cloudy and much cooler, a chance of rain in the morning and then gradually becoming sunny with a high in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.